World War II veterans of Kiev's Holosievsky district never imagined Ukraine would be a target of Russian aggression. Veterans organization council head Sergei Korakov says they are still stunned at their former Soviet allies' annexation of Crimea. And under Moscow's continued military threats, their plans to join Russia in marking the end of the so-called war against fascism are being questioned.
That is why all veterans are now worrying how we are going to celebrate and get ready for this date. Because on the border of our dear and beloved Ukraine are brothers, Russian soldiers. There are tanks, armored vehicles, and in my consciousness, in my mind, I cannot imagine how this could have happened.
World War II Navy veteran Dmitry Prohorov fought with the Soviets to defend Crimea, losing his arm in battle. He says Russia's taking back the Black Sea Peninsula by force is absurd.
This question should have been negotiated at a roundtable and decided for both countries, Russia and Ukraine. Both should own Crimea and work together to develop the territory in the Black Sea Navy. This would have been smarter.
Like many of Ukraine's veterans, Korakov has a Russian wife and says the two countries' destinies are interlaced.
I love our nation and do not want a feud. Even more, I do not want war. War should not happen between our countries. Let our politicians find an agreement, and we will support them.
Infantry veteran Georgi Kireyev fought in the Battle of Stalingrad, where more than a million died. He was shot 8 times and twice mistakenly pronounced dead.
Russia.
Russia, Belarus, Ukraine are Slavic nations. It's one nation. They should live in friendship and happiness. I hope that with time this will happen. Maybe, taking into consideration our age, maybe we will not be alive at that time. Maybe our grandchildren will unite again with Russia.
Daniel Sheriff, VOA News, Kiev.